The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yevam is Tavchoch. The Mishnah in Amud Aleph introduces us to a new din. We've had the whole first parak discussing the dinim of Arayis. The Mishnah's way of introducing us to the dinim of Arayis is by putting in the context of Yibum v'Chalitza, a woman who is an erva to the Yavam. Either she's an erva to the Yavam. Chomesh Asur Noshim, Techai v'Krisus, the Aloha is Petrois. Me, even v'chalitza, there's a p'tur on her, there's a p'tur on her tzara. Not only can she be Miss Yavemes, because there's an isakoros on her to the Yavam, but the zika is not chal either, and she's not zikuka, not liib, not v'chalitza. She's muteres l'shuk, not only that, muteres tzarosa, etc. The machlek is b'sham v'sil at the end of the first part. Here in the Mishnah and Davchofim and Aleph, we're introduced to a new din where the iser of the woman at stake, the almona, to the yavam, the potential yavam that is not as great. What the Mishnah calls iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha, and over here, being that the iser is not as great, it's not chavi krisus, the aloch is cheletzes v'loy misyavems. What's iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha? The Mishnah itself explains iser mitzvah shniyos midivrei soifrim. There are extension of parshas arayis. We'll discuss exactly how that works in Mitzvah Hashem in a few days from now. Or midrabbonon, they extended on to the list of kroivim who are arayis, but that's only midrabbonon. That's iser mitzvah shniyos midivrei soifrim. Iser kedusha almona lekayin gadol grusha v'chalutza lekayin hadid mamzeres and nesina liyisrael bas yisrael lenosin lamamzer. So here we have two distinct types of yisurim women that are not allowed to marry the yavam. One type is, let's say, for instance, almona lekayin gadol. What is the iser of almona lekayin gadol? The Amona is also to him Balav Ve'aseh. A Lav Ve'aseh, the Gemara is going to tell us in Amid Beis, since Yibum is an Aseh, the Aseh of Yibum could be Doicha the Lois Aseh, but it can't be Doicha Lois Aseh Ve'aseh. So in this case, there would be no heter whatsoever. As far as Mamzeres, she, let's say, there were two brothers. One of them was a Mamzer. He was married to a woman who was a Mamzeres. That's a union which is mutter. The brother, the mamzer, died, left over his wife for his brother who happens to be a kosher. The achim noav, not menoim. One brother was a kosher Jew, one brother was a mamzer. She was nefelis in front of the Yisrael. He's not allowed to be miyabim, mamzeres. However, the Gemara wants to know why not. L'chor, it's only chayve lavin. It's not a lav asay. The mitzvah asay of yibum, we learned the sugya barichus in the first parak asay as a klal. Is doicha lois asay, the asay of Yibum should be doicha the lois asay of Mamzeres Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses, maybe it's exes hakosuf, and then the Gemara is masik, the Gemara in Amid Beis is masik, omarova gzeiro, bir rishoyna to bir shniya. The Gemara says towards the bottom of El Omarova, gzeiro bir rishoyna to bir shniya, which means that the mitzvah of Yibum is performed, the Bia Rishayna, at the point where he's Baal Leah and he's Koiner, and she becomes Ke'ishtoi. That's the point where the mitzvah is performed. And at that point, there is a mitzvah, say, being Deichid Elay, say, but thereafter, there's no mitzvah to continue living with her. He can divorce her. There's no mitzvah in staying married to her. If there's no mitzvah staying married to her, so then every time he's Baal Leah, that union is not permitted. There's no mitzvah, say, over there being Deichid Elay, say, that's a Nisuin. Every Bia is a Bia Sisser. So he would have to be Megayasher, so they ask it up, Midurabonim Bia Rishoyna, Otu Bia Shnia. That is the summary of what the Gemara says as far as Pshat in Chayve, as far as Chayve Lavin is concerned. There would be Aseh Deichid Elay, say, Midurabonon, Gzeiro, Bia Rishoyna, Otu Bia Shnia. Tosfos and Amud Aleph brings up a point which raises some fundamental issues as to definition of mitzvah yibum, and interestingly enough, the mitzvah of getting married itself. Let's try to learn a Taisus Biyun. Taisus and Amun Aleph says, Yove Aseh V'Yidcha Lo Yisaseh. The Rivo asked the Kasha, that as a klal, the Gemara says in the second parak of Sanhedrin, ein yishum misaberes mibir rishonim. As a rule, the Gemara says that one assumes physically it's not possible to be misaberes mibir rishonim. In which case, heich tisiabim debir rishonim like a komas shame. The purpose of the mitzvah of yibum is lahakim laachiv shame. Whether we understand it or not, maybe it's a metaphysical concept. But the pasuk tells us that the purpose, the point, the tzura of mitzvahs yibum is the fact a second brother could be mamshich the shame of the first brother by marrying his wife. She's not roid la hakama shame. The Gemara refers to as the ability to have children, which is why the Gemara says that a woman who's not capable of having children, she's physically incapable of having children, there's no mitzvahs yibum. It's not lachim lachim shame. The Gemara says that such a woman or such a man, if he's a saris islandist, the halacha will be that there is no mitzvahs yibum. However, the Gemara, the Tais is asking a question, if that's true, then every Bia Rishoina should be also, that is, since any Shem is Habes Bia Rishoina, how could he be Miyab Midei Raisa was saying, Yovi Asevi Yitchaloy Sase? How could he be Bo'aleo? If she was never married, if she'd be a Psula, the Alocha would be, L'choyer should be, that he shouldn't be able to be Miyab, meaning to say, the Kasha of Tais is only, that by any of the cases where the only reason why he'd be permitted to marry her is only because of Asay Dechalesi L'chay, there's no Kiyum Asay in the Biru Shani. Tesis does not ask the question that every Yibum of a Psula should be also because the mitzvah is only Biru Shani. That doesn't bother Tesis, and we have to discuss that. It's understood that the only way, if a Psula is Nefelis L'Yibum, let's say it was only Menaeris and not Menasun, she had never been Nivella, she had never lived with him, with the husband that died. The halacha is, of course, that she's Nisabim. The Gemara says that in a few places. The Shaila is, L'chay B'bir Rishen, she can be Misabez, the mitzvah is B'bir Rishen. That Tosfos does not ask. Tosfos only asks the question, but in the case where the only heter for Yibum is because of the Yovei Aseh of Yibum, there's no Kiyum of the mitzvah Aseh of Yibum with the B'bir Rishen. Answers Tosfos, Tosfos says as a rule that Hakama Shem is not a defining factor in the mitzvah Yibum. It's a defining factor as to the type of man and woman who have a din of Yibum. What do we mean? The case we pointed out before, Saras violinist, if the Yavam or the Yavama physically cannot have children, physically incapable of having children, that type of man, that type of woman are not Shaykh to Pashas Yibum. But when we talk about a woman who's Be'etzim Shaykh to Pashas Yibum, she Be'etzim is Shaykh Lakom Hashem. So then the halacha is, even though the Torah is telling us the purpose of the mitzvah, this is a klal, that when the Torah tells us the purpose of the mitzvah, it does not necessarily define that that is the halachic criteria for the Ma'aseh mitzvah. We'll see whether that's true in this case. But in this case, Tosfos, as far as Shittas Tosfos is concerned, the act of Bi'ur Rishonah, which would be Mutter, again, by Mamzeres, Bia Rishena was saying Midar Aisa would be Mutter. It's only Midar Abon, only reason why Chalat Zulem is Havens, because Midar Aisa she is Misyam. It's only Exeru Bia Shniyatu Bia Rishena. What we're assuming is that Bia Rishena there's a mitzvah and there's Yovei Aseh V'Yitchaloi Saseh. Where's the mitzvah? L'chor, there's no Hakom Hashem. Answer is Tosfos, that the mitzvah is not Hakom Hashem. The mitzvah is to be Bo'ole V'Kono. The fact that the purpose of the mitzvah is L'Hakom Lach of Shem does not define the criteria for being Mekayim the mitzvah. The Kiyim of the mitzvah is to be Bo'aleh, which is true, by the way, we'll just throw out for a second, of marriage. And we'll get into that. We'll use this as a springboard to discuss whether getting married is a mitzvah. Is it in the person's control that he will have children and not have children? Is a mitzvah pruvu? Is getting married a mitzvah? But let's leave that for a second. So we have in front of us what Tosfos says. Let's take this a step further. Tosfos and Amud Beis adds to this. We're saying that Bia Rishoina by Psula, which is not Shaykh Lakom Hashem, but the mitzvah is Niskayim when he's Bo'ole Avakona. That's why there would be a Hetem Midaraisa of Bia Rishoina Otu Bia Shnia. Tosfos and Amud Beis in Divrei Maskil Otu adds a point that even if we're talking about the physical capability of producing a child, the what's called Tchilas Bia, which is the beginning of the act of union, the physical union of the Yavam with the Yavama, also cannot produce the child. She can't become pregnant, she can't become impregnated with a just the physical penetration with the physical union of their bodies. There has to be a soif bia, which is the hotzoa zera, in order to create the lakom hashem. In which case, Tosfos says in Chof Amid Beis, Tosfos asks the kasha, the gam soif bia also alaf the embe hakom hashem. L'chora, the soif bia should also be also. Because the Gemara says later on the fifth parak of Yevamos, that when is the kinyan yova? Betchilas bia. If the kinyan is betchilas bia, then he was already kinder, l'chora the soif bia should be also. L'chora the soif bia, there's no mitzvah anymore. The same way the bia shnia is also, because he was already kinder, even though over here also the tchilas bia is not royal akom hashem. And Taisa says the same thing. The whole bia is included in the maisa mitzvah. Only the bia shnia was a separate act. There's no yove asay, the yidchalois asay. The tchilas bia and the soif bia is one maisa, and that's why it's mutter. The Rajba asked this kasha, and the Rajba is already bothered by Taisus. Taisus kasha, the Rajba says something different. The Rajba says that even though the kinyan of Yevama is betchilas bia, but the mitzvah, this is where the Rajba says it, the kinyan of the Yevam to the Yevama is betchilas bia, but the mitzvah is the lahakim lahakim shem. This is at least the capability of lahakim lahakim shem. That's only bigmar bia. Since only the gmar bia is roi lakom azera. So the Rajba says that the reason why soif bia would be mutter midaraisa, again, bia rishonu where goyzer bia rishonu or to bia shnei midaraisa bia rishonu is muteres, is mutter. However, what about the soif bia to be goyzer the soif bia or to the tchilas bia? That the Rajba says that there's two parts to mitzvah yibum. There's the kinyin for her to become ishta lechol davar, and then there's the ro'ui lahakim la'achiv shem. Again, psula is not a problem, the Rajba says, because this does not have to be roi befoil. But the act has to be an act that's roi lahakim shem. The act which is roi lahakim shem is only the soiv bia. But here the Rajba says that there's a divide. There's two parts of mitzvah yibum. Tosfos seems to imply, and this is important for us as a whole look at the first 50, 60 blad of Yevamos, what is the mitzvah yibum? The mitzvah yibum is the kinyan. The mitzvah yibum is the capability of having the child. The mitzvah yibum steht da in Tosfos that the mitzvah yibum is that she becomes his wife. Yes, capable of having a child, not capable of having a child with their union. The fact that she becomes his wife, that is the key of the mitzvah. The Rajba says there's two parts of the mitzvah. There is the kinyan, and there's separately the part of the bia which makes ro'i lezria, which makes ro'i lakom hashem. This is also the approach of the Ran and Kiddushin Daf Yud, the Ritva and Yevamos later on, Daf Samech Aleph. This we'll use as a springboard to a discussion about how to understand the mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Rambam does count as a mitzvah lokachas ishta. The pasuk says ki kachas ishta. The Rambam counts that as a definitive mitzvah saseh. One of the dayag mitzvahs is the mitzvah of getting married. The Truvas HaRashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches says that this day we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah on mitzvahs yibum. B'chayra, when the yavam is paal yivimta, you should have to make a bracha. Asher k'dushonim zayzev tzivonu on mitzvahs yibum. So he says because she's part of the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is the pruvu. She's also mitzvah in the mitzvah, and she's lach not mitzvah in pruvu. A woman is not mechuyev in pruvu as a klal. Only a man is mitzvah. The Chazal Darsh and Pashas Bereishis, that a man is mitzvah in pruvu, a woman does not have a positive mitzvah say to get married, and the purpose of mitzvah yibum is lahakim shame. So memel, there can't be a mitzvah, but there can't be a bracha because she's included in the mitzvah, but she's not included in the pruvu. Now this is the Rajba Lishit also. The Rajba Lishit also tells us that there's two parts of mitzvah yibum. There's the kinyan, and there's the possibility, the creating a possibility of lahakim lahakim shem. So he says it's shaykh to pruvu. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah is only the kinyan. If the mitzvah is only the kinyan, so the lachari would be shaykh. You'll have to find a different teretz why we don't make a bracha on mitzvahs yibum. This Truvas HaRashba is clearly the Rajba Lishitosef. Now, let's discuss pruvu legabe mitzvah to get married. What is the mitzvah of getting married? Is the mitzvah having children? The mitzvah the possibility of having children? Or is the mitzvah the getting married? I mean, say, is the mitzvah of is the mitzvah of pruvu niskayim. Person can't actually create the result. That's only b'yad Hashem. Mafteach of bringing children to this world is only b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One can only daven, and one could try his hardest. Is one could do a shtadlus. Is the mitzvah the marriage? The mitzvah is the having the children, the pe'el yotze, or the mitzvah is the living together as husband and wife in order to bring children into the world with the possibility where they're living together physically in order to bring children into the world. So Taisa is interesting. Taisa in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel talks about the fact that what's good. Miches Chinuch, one of his favorite subjects is a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. We have somebody that belonged to two Shutfim. One Shutfim freed his Chalik. So he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He can't get married. He can't get married to a Bas Chayrin. He can't get married. An Eved is also to a Bas Chayrin. And the Chalik of him that's an Eved, the Chalik of him that's a Ben Chayrin, can't marry a Shuvko. Taisus has a kasha baba basa dafid gimel yovo yasei of pruvu v'yitchad alois yasei of marrying a shivcha. Now, where's the isser of living with the shivcha? The isser is in the beer. The isser is in the living together physically. Is that the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of pruvu? We say the mitzvah of pruvu is only when one has, like the Sefer Chinuch says, well, one is the mekayim the mitzvah. We'll learn the mitzvah Hashem the Sudas later on in the sixth parak. The one is mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu when one has a son and a daughter. Is the Maisa mitzvah just the fact that one has children, the Poel Yoytze? If that would be true, then the Bio, when he's Bo Al Ishtoi, in order to create the possibility of having children, is certainly not, there's no Yovi Asevi Yitchaloisase. The mitzvah will only be in the scam later on. Borer that Tosis holds that since the necessary prerequisite for the mitzvah of having children is the physical union of husband and wife, so now that would be included in the mitzvah, there would be a kiyum of asei doichalois asei. We would add that the Rosh, in the first parak of Ksubis, a famous piece of Rosh, where he says that there is no mitzvah to get married. We mentioned the Rambam, quoting as a definitive mitzvah asei, the mitzvah of liso isho. Ki yikach ish isho. The Rosh says no. And the Rosh explains that that's why a husband does not make the bracha of the Masada Kedusha. Does anybody ever wonder about it? Why the bracha under the chuppah on the marriage, asher, osa lonu is haruses, vita lonu is hansuis, lonu aydei chuppah of kedushin is made by the Masada Kedusha. Chet should be made by the chosin. It's a birchas mitzvah on his getting married. He's the one being mekayim the mitzvah, lisa isha. So the Rosh says, not like the opinion of the Rambam, it's not a birchas mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to get married. There's a mitzvah to have children. If there's a mitzvah, if there's no mitzvah to get married, there's a mitzvah to have children, so then there's no birchas mitzvah. Like we said, the Rambam evidently holds not that way. The Rosh's raya, by the way, is a pashta raya, you have to know what to do there, according to the Rambam. The Rosh says, if somebody would be bo'al isha, be like it, she would be bo'al isha, b'li chupa v'kedushin, and he would bring children to the world, borrow, the Gemara says later on, that he'd be mekayim the mitzvah, say of Yivu. One marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry, one marries a mamzeret, and he brings children to the world, also he's mekayim, even though the getting married is an avera, he's not allowed to marry her. He's still mekayim the mitzvah, so obviously the getting married is not the mitzvah, it's having children. What are you going to say according to the Rambam? You'll have to say that if he has the children from a pilegesh, that's just a ptur that he doesn't have to get married, but there is a definitive chiyuv to get married in order to facilitate bringing children into the world. A shaila, modern day shaila that comes up when we talk about kiyum pruvu, what happens, like we said, Taisus and Bava Basa Dafid Gimel evidently defines the maisa of being Boal Ishtoi as a maisa mitzvah. He says there would be a seder halaisa. The shaila that comes up in today's world is what about kiyum pruvu with what's called IVF? There's no precedent of IVF in Chazal, they didn't have it. Interestingly enough, there is. The Gemara talks about a noilad ba'am bati. The Gemara talks about the possibility of zera, which is emitted by a man in a warm bath, where the zera is still viable to fertilize an egg in a woman, and then a woman used that same water to bathe, and the zera went into her and she became pregnant and gave birth to a child. The Gemara discusses that physical possibility. That is halakhically the same thing as IVF. Taking out the zera from the man and fertilizing the egg in the woman would be the equivalent of what's noilad bambati. And in noilad bambati, we have the achronim already discussed whether he's mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. The Mishnah Lamelech, I'm sorry, not the Mishnah Lamelech, the Chelkas Mechoike in Evan Ezer, in the beginning of Evan Ezer, when he talks about the Alochs of Peruvu, discusses this. The Tazis Machri is not mekayim. Why? Because we see from Daisvis that the mitzvah say of Peruvu is not the having children, but it's the creating children. It's the Maisa Bia. The Gusmosha is partial to Ramosha's famous Truma on IVF. Ramosha famously is Machria that one is Mekayim the Peruvu. It could be that the Chelks Mechoikik only said it because there was no, that's not a derech, that's not a, it wasn't considered then a proper ishtadlus. It could be that in medical scenarios where that would be the legitimate ishtadlus to bring children into the world, artificial insemination, so then that would be considered a methodology similar to a Maisabir. If the Maisabir would not be able to create pregnancy in the normal fashion, a couple would have to do an alternative artificial method in order to create children, maybe that would be considered. So it could be that the poiskim of Amo would be maskim to Ramosha, but that's a shadow that's discussed. And again, the lomdus is the maisa mitzvah, the maisa bia, or it's the poil yoitze of having the children, similar to the concept that we discussed, legabi yibum, is the maisa yibum, the possibility of creating children, or the maisa yibum over there, the discussion is not on the poil yoitze, but it's on the chalosi being married. I guess you could call that the pearl yotze also. Is the mitzvah that which creates the pearl yotze being married, which is the tchilas bia? The Rashba says no. The Rashba says the mitzvah is only the soif bia, because that's what's roi lakomas shame. There's a famous discussion which is related to this. This is the discussion of kotna bo al yivimta. What happens if somebody dies and leaves over a brother who's a cotton? Unfortunately, recently there was a tragic story in Eretz Yisrael where a Nebuchadnezzar younger man was killed in a car accident. A freshly married younger man didn't leave over children, and the only brother that he had was a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, where she would have to wait for the Yibum until his Bar Mitzvah. Nebuchadnezzar, the poor Almana, the young Bible, was left with 11 years ahead of her. The storm Darkei Shemayim. However, in a halachic sense, the Gemara discusses a Yovam Shabbat al Ishtoi. So the Gemara says that Yovam Shabbat al Yivimtoi. Again, the Maisa Yovam, the Maisa of a Kotan, I'm sorry, is considered a Maisa Bia from the age of 9. From the age of 9, it's considered physically an act of Bia. It's Roy. It's not Roy Lakom Hashem, but it's considered a Maisa Bia. There's a discussion because Rashi and Kedushin Daf Yotes, most of Rishon, the Gemara says, Lashon the Mishnah is Yom Mabal Yivim Toi Tegadlanu. Another brother is not allowed to be bol on her. She's considered waiting for him. Tegadlanu, they should grow up. Lashon the Mishnah, they should grow up together. Let them wait until he's a godel, and then he'll be bol leo. The Roy Rishonim hold that he's takanat koyin her. He's not Roy Lekinyan. Rashi, famously Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yotes, holds that a Yovam is koine bekatlusoi. Why? Yovam can't be koine because over here the kinyan happens by itself. The kinyan happens even if it's bo oleh b'shoikik boinus, so you don't need his dad. So he can be koine. Kinyan Yibum is min hashamayim. Kinyan Yibum, he can be koine even if it's bekatlusoi. However, Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yotes qualifies this. Yovam koine bekatlusoi. But she's not fully married to him. She's not Nasis Kishta L'Choldover that she would be Chayiv Misa if she'd be Mizana. Rashi Yivomis Tav Samach Alevam at Beis adds a little bit commentary to this. Says that the Kotan is Koine. She's not Roy anymore for any of the other brothers. The Mitzvah Sivim is only when he grows up. Again, the word is the same line of thinking that we just said in the Rashba, where you could divide the kinyan of the Yovam, koiner, she's konui loy, but the nasa ki'ishtel l'choldover only happens when the mitzvah's yibum is fulfilled. The mitzvah's yibum is only fulfilled when there's a potential of l'hakomas shame, like soif bia and rajba we just discussed, and avchof. In this context, the Yovam, koton, even though biyose bia from age 9 and on, but the only time the maisa bia is roi l'hazriya is only when he's a bar mitzvah. That's when he has a possibility physically of creating pregnancies only when he's a godel. In that case, the halacha would be that there would not be a possible Deir HaKadosh Hashem, there wouldn't be a Kima Mitzvah Yibum. That's what Rashi seems to go al derech the Rashba. There's a famous Shaila from the Einig Yom Tov, classic Tshuva Sefer from 150 years ago. The Einig Yom Tov wants to know, Loit Rashi, a Kotna Abba Yivimtoi, he's koine her. But we say that the Mitzvah, he wasn't Mekayim. If he wasn't Mekayim, the Mitzvah. So let's say he would want to, let's say he would want to divorce her. Let's say they reached the age of 13, he wasn't Baalel. Is she fully his wife? If you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, Ad Kedekach, that she's not fully his wife, that she should be Chayim Mitzvah. Would he be able to give her a get? He was claiming her. So he definitely has to give her a get. It's not Skishtoi. Would it be enough to give her a get? Would he have to give her Chalitza? So what's the halacha? What's her status? The Einig Yom Tov discusses this. The Einig Yom Tov is Mechadish. They'd be Mechuyim Chalitza. There's no Mitzvah Yibum. So he wasn't a Kaim. He didn't do a Maise Yibum, or that's Roy Lakom Hashem. He didn't do a Chalitza. She's Kuka to either one. Either a Yibum, which is Roy Lakom Hashem, Chalitza, either one. He would have to give it. Wouldn't be enough to give a get. He'd have to give a get and Chalitza, which is strange. Where do we find a get and Chalitza? It's cause another possibility in the next year. The Sameach and Reb Chaim Oizen, he has a hold no. If his Nasis Ki Ishtoi, then of course she does not need Chalitza. You weren't Mekayim the optimal Mitzvah Yibum. That's the same thing the Rashba means. The Kinyan is near the optimal Mitzvah Yibum, which is to create the possibility, the viability of Lachem Lachem Shem. That's not here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.